The waitlist for public housing in New South Wales is prodigious, upwards of 10 years in some areas. But at Moree, in the state's far west, locals say one public housing neighbourhood is disappearing as properties are destroyed by vandals. They say community morale is low and public housing policy is to blame. The Department of Family and Community Services rejects that and says life in the town will be improved by the privatisation of social housing. Our reporter Angela Lavoie-Pierre travelled there to find out.
Birrawee is sometimes described by locals as a smile with missing teeth. On the fringes of Moree, where the town starts dissolving into the plains, you can hear the dirt bikes crossing the empty blocks and see the remnants of a neighbourhood.
We're in Moree, on down south side, and this is what we used to call Birrawee. Oh, there's one, two, three, six houses in Birrawee, which actually there were nearly 40, 50 houses here.
Faye Orcher has lived in Moree her whole life, first at the Aboriginal Mission, then in this tiny suburb on the town's south side, which she says started shrinking in the 90s.
South side, they think that we're all lower class people. We survive like everybody else in the town. We're no different than everybody else in the town, you know. We're the same lot. It's just this hand looks a bit rougher than in the other part of town. They're all burnt down. They're all taken away because housing department don't put a security guard in these houses until the next person on the list moves into these houses.
There are concrete slabs where houses used to stand, driveways that lead nowhere, and elsewhere freshly burnt out husks of buildings that are yet to be knocked down. Faye Orcher lays the blame with the department responsible for social housing, Family and Community Services. She says the department has been too slow filling the houses, and while they're vacant, children get in and start fires.
They got nothing, they get into trouble. That's why so many houses are getting burnt down and destroyed. Kids have got nothing to do in this town. Put a security guard in the house until the next person on the list moves in, and move them people in straight away. There's a lot of people with houses, they ain't got houses here.
That explanation is repeated by all of Faye's neighbours I speak to, even by 16-year-old Lily and 12-year-old Ashley, who ride over to me on their dirt bike.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, they're vacant for too long, so people just destroy them.
And they smash them all up and burn them and that.
Paul Beavers is the Deputy Secretary of Family and Community Services.
I don't think it's fair to blame the department for the transfer process, because obviously we are highly motivated for all those reasons to get people in as quickly as possible. What I think has mainly happened with those homes is that there have been fires, sometimes even when they have been tenanted and perhaps the tenant hasn't been there, that there have been fires and we have demolished the properties as a result of the fire because it's not been cost-effective actually to repair the property.
He admits there is room for improvement in how Moree's public housing is managed, although he points out some new homes have been built.
We have placed a significant investment in brand new property in Moree.
The department is in the process of switching social housing in Moree from public hands to a model called community housing. Paul Beavers expects up to $1.3 million each year could be put back into the community as a result.
We would expect that, and we would have ways under the contracts that we have them to make sure that funds that they get are indeed reinvested.
Faye Orcher doesn't hold much hope for the future of Moree and Birrawee, although she badly wants life in the community to get better.
It just breaks your heart. I've lived in this town for 57 years this year. I'll be 57 in a couple of months. And I've watched the changes over the years. I come from that mission down there. It does get you down. It depresses you to see that your town's going down. And us, we still stay and we still survive. Because that's what Aboriginals do. We survive.
Birrawee resident Faye Orcher ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre.